This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, as of today, and according to the United States Department of Labor, 157,301,000 people in the American labor force. We learned this morning that 5% of that total, same as last month, are unemployed. 211,000 people got new jobs in this economy last month. In what I'm guessing the next two voices you are going to hear will say was a pretty good, if not great, November jobs report. Those voices belong to Lynette Lopez. She's at Business Insider. Sadie Breddy is at the Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, Lynette, gut check here. Pretty good, right? But not necessarily great?
I mean, not necessarily great. We're still, you know what I'm going to say, we're still seeing...
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, wages.
Wage growth.
Yeah.
Just up 0.2%. 0.2%. We want to see better wage growth, but this is enough for Janet. She will raise rates. It will be exciting. The first time we've had a rate raise hike since 2006.
I mean,
so many people in the world have never lived through a rate hike.
I know.
They're going to have their minds blown.
I know. Now batting, number 42. Anyway, whole different thing. Sadie Breddy, what do you think? Good jobs report?
It is a good jobs report. It is. We've been waiting for so long to see wage growth. We are starting to see wage growth. Maybe we're going to see a little bit more of it around the corner. But, I mean, it's been 6.5 years since the recession ended, 7 years since the Fed pushed interest rates down to zero. This is not the kind of recovery we ever expected along the way. We thought it would happen so much sooner. So at least it's happening now. But it's not amazing. It's better than a lot of the world, though.
Do you suppose, Lynette, that the Fed has just shrugged and said, you know what, we got a raise. We just got it because everybody's ready for it, and come on, it's not getting any better. This is the new normal deal, and here comes the rate rise.
I think that the Fed has always said that once the economy gets going, we're going to raise rates so that we don't punish savers, so that, you know, I mean, this, as far as we know, in the world of economics, this is the normal way an economy works, right?
So we're
just going to go with it. We made up economics in the first place, so we're going to go with it.
Wait, I thought it was Adam Smith and the English, but that's a whole different deal.
It's a collective we.
There you go. Sadie, last thing on rates, and then I want to move on. Forget the December meeting in like 10 days, 2 weeks. Talk to me about the meeting after that, the second rise, because what's that going to do?
It's the second and the third and the fourth that markets are really trying to figure out. And the first rate increase, it's a done deal. Everyone's expecting it now. It's what the path looks like after that. We know from Janet Yellen, her message this week is that interest rates will be incredibly low for years and years. And this is going to be a test of how low they're going to be. Interest rates are not going to get back to pre-recession levels before our next recession comes. So everyone can calm down about that. But the message from the Fed is going to be, everyone cool it. We're going to still have low rates for years and years to come. And if markets believe it, then we should be in pretty decent shape.
All right. So let's move on from all that stuff. Lynette, I will give you the choice of which question you want to answer. Do you want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg and his philanthropic thing this week? Or do you want to talk about Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, and all the hullabaloo about them maybe selling their core business? This is one of the original.
I want to talk about Marissa Mayer.
Ready, go.
It takes me no time to talk about.
Get y'all spooled up,
Mayer. I think the most interesting thing that we've seen is that for years and years, investors on her board have been waiting for her to make a move that makes the company grow again, that helps Yahoo understand its identity. Is it a search site? Is it a media site?
Right.
What is it? Nobody seems to understand it. And now what their plan was they were going to spin off Alibaba, have all this cash, and make some moves to really clarify what Yahoo is. But it turns out that Yahoo spinoff might be more expensive than they thought. So this guy, Jeff Smith, who is a hedge fund manager, Starboard Capital, he's the guy who lowered the number of breadsticks on your table at Olive Garden, America. Anyway, he sits on the board of Yahoo, and he wrote a scathing letter saying that if you can't spin off Alibaba, you've got to sell the core business. You've got to sell the search. You've got to sell the email. Because you need to raise cash and you need to figure out who you are. And
so give me your opinion here. What do you think? Bad idea? Good idea? Going to happen? Not happen?
I think Jeff Smith is right. Yahoo is lost. I mean, the stock has declined a significant amount. Marissa seems to not have the vision to be able to lead the company into a new era. Smith has been very, very excellent on making value judgments on a lot of his investments, including Olive Garden. And he's stuck with the company for years and years waiting for some kind of change, and he's getting impatient, and so are the rest of the investors in the company, right, quite frankly.
We will see what happens with that. Sudeep, I want to talk quickly about Zuckerberg. Here he is giving away 99% of his shares, but he's doing it in a way that's making people say, oh, now, wait a minute, man, come on, you're not really giving them away. Is he getting a hard time for some serious philanthropy here?
He is getting a hard time, but it's not quite philanthropy yet. What he's probably planning to do is bigger than what you would think of as philanthropy, which is why there's so much confusion around it. He wants to do something that is over in the long run going to mean more than even Facebook means. And so he's got a huge pile of money now. He can work on that and he can think about it. But we tend to think small about what can be done when it comes to philanthropy, when it comes to using $45 billion in the world. And he wants to think big, and that should be applauded. He wants to bring that mindset from Silicon Valley, from the tech industry, to come up with transformational breakthroughs. So we don't know what that is. He doesn't know what that is. But that's actually what's pretty exciting about it, is that he has committed his huge boatload of money to this project, to this idea of making something bigger in the world.
Sudeep Reddy at The Wall Street Journal, Lynette Lopez at Business Insider. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Have a good one, Kai.